Muslim university scholars from across the globe in Tehran. The reason to take part in an international conference on Islamic awakening, themed Advancing Justice and Religious Democracy.
At least 500 university scholars from 70 countries took part in the two-day conference.
At the end of the gathering, which was organized by the World Assembly of Islamic Awakening, the participants issued a statement in which they condemned any interference in the internal affairs of Muslim countries, especially through armed conflict. They condemned any attempt to sow discord among Shias and Sunnis in places like Syria, Lebanon, Bahrain, Yemen, and Pakistan. They also urged greater support for the Palestinian struggle for freedom and self-determination.
As predicted by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, Western powers are now trying to sow discord among Muslims. The best way to fight back is, of course, a greater unity and cooperation among Muslim governments in all matters.
What Iran is saying, as far as the Muslim countries are concerned and that entire area is concerned, is quite right, because there's a lot of work to be done, there's a lot of education to be promoted, there's a lot of scientific endeavor to be promoted, and there has to be a togetherness. These constant fights and strifes that have been happening in the Middle East should stop. The Muslim world now should unite. The Shia-Sunni business should stop.
The participants declared that Islam does in no way go against democracy or freedom, and that the new governments, which have come to the fore in the wake of the recent revolutions in the Middle East and North Africa, should do more to build up public participation through free elections, especially for women and minority groups.
We are creating the segregation among ourselves, and the West is using it. So blaming the West is the easiest way. Actually, before blaming the West, we have to think of ourselves.
The West should realize that that nowadays the second largest religion in Europe is Islam. And it is very probable that the events of the Islamic awakening will affect on the minorities, on the Muslim minorities in Europe.
The university scholars also urged greater role for Muslim nations at the United Nations Security Council, the International Criminal Court of Justice, and the Non-Aligned Movement. Other agreements included greater support for economic and financial cooperation, organized fight against unemployment, poverty, and corruption, plus the formation of an Islamic fund for Muslim countries. Amanodiri, Press TV, Tehran.